On Election Day, New Jersey residents displaced by Sandy were allowed to vote in a distinctly 21st century way, over email. The system was ad hoc and far from perfect. Reports abounded of citizens directed to email the Hotmail accounts of electoral officials and of emails being returned after hitting overfilled inboxes. But New Jersey's provisional online voting resurrected a quadrennial question. Why doesn't everyone in the U.S. have the option of voting online? I mean, we can do everything else there. Thad Hall is the co-author of the book Point, Click, and Vote, The Future of Internet Voting. He says the main obstacle to Americans being able to vote in our pajamas is that online, it's hard to prove that we are who we say we are.
Given the fact that we don't have any sort of digital way to authenticate ourselves, that is a problem. In some places in the world, there are actually digital identities. So, for instance, in Estonia, they have an actual ID card, much like your driver's license, where you can take that card and you can put it into a reader, and then you enter in a relatively long personal identification number, and the computer knows that you're you because you, Brooke, have put in your PIN number that should reside only in your head. We don't have the same system of being able to identify ourselves, and that creates a big potential for fraud because we don't have the identification mechanism to know that you're you and for a computer on the other end by an election official to know that you're you.
Okay, so problem number one. Problem number two is the way that our political system is structured, you think?
Right. Here you're either a Democrat or Republican, and sometimes people don't like losing as much here than they would maybe in another country where there could be more coalitions or they might feel that they were able to express themselves better.
What you're saying is that in a political system with coalition governments, you haven't 100% lost, even if your party doesn't win, because there are runoffs and more elections. Each one isn't so fraught.
Right. We have, I was recently actually reviewing a paper about this, and there are more claims of fraud in countries that are like ours compared to countries that have proportional representation. And I think part of it is because if you live in a proportional representation country, your specific candidate may not win, but your party may still be represented in the parliament in some percentage level. And so I think that that gives people some sort of ability to see that their vote counted in a different way, but we don't give seats to Democrats or Republicans based on their proportion of how they did in the election.
Let's go back to Estonia, or for our purposes, Utopia. So they have electronic voting there?
They do. They started doing this in 2005. The process actually started in the early 2000s when they developed their digital identification system, and that provided a backbone for them to have security for their online voting. And they have seen usage of their system increase from about 2.5% to almost 25%. It's something that they're very comfortable with. They view e-government as being an important aspect of kind of their country's identity. They often refer to themselves as E-stonia with a hyphen between the E and Estonia.
I can feel the hackles of many of our listeners rise when they think of a digital ID card. They're already nervous enough about actual physical ID cards and taking those to the polls.
Right. I was just in a room with election officials from around the world who came here to watch our elections. And the first thing someone asked today was, how many of your countries have voter identification? And the answer was almost all of them. And the government provides people with identification. People don't have to pay for it in any way. We are in many respects a unique country in the fact that we don't have government-provided ID for all people. And a lot of it has to do with our political culture. We don't like ID. We don't like the idea of government knowing where we are or feeling like they're being tracked. And there's severe civil liberties issues in addition to the concerns that people have regarding the security of these systems in general.
We don't seem to have a huge problem with Google or Facebook knowing stuff about us. Can't Google just run our elections?
People are freaked out enough about local election officials running our elections sometimes, let alone having corporations do it. You're absolutely right. We are amazingly tied to technology, yet when it comes to voting, we have this cultural desire to go stand in line on Tuesdays in elections and go vote.
So how long before we can vote in our pajamas?
It's really interesting that you say that, because if you look at the data on internet voting in Estonia, people do vote in their pajamas. There are clearly people who wake up at 3 a.m. and think, I need to vote. But if you're asking me to predict when you're going to be able to vote on your iPad, probably not in the next presidential election, but I'm sure that, you know, before you and I are dead, we will be wondering why we were not all voting on our iPad.
Thad, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thad Hall is the co-author of the book, Point, Click, and Vote, The Future of Internet Voting.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.